Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The great Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, who himself had one of the greatest seasons ever by an NFL quarterback.
From bagging groceries to a Super Bowl.
Amazing story, wasn't it? Amazing story. But he made a comment recently about Lamar Jackson that is, it's head-scratching. Here it is. He says if he, meaning Lamar, gets to 35 to 40 touchdown passes, and what he's done running the ball, Lamar has to be in the conversation of the best season by a quarterback. With a lot of things Lamar does, it is hard to gauge right now because it's so new and unique. Maybe 10 to 15 years down the road, we'll have a better feel where it stands. But with how special he is running and throwing the ball, it's pretty ridiculous. Here's the thing, Rob, and we both have great respect, and you're just dazzled by what Lamar Jackson is doing this season. However, I think that's an overstatement of pretty grand proportions to say that it is the best, arguably the best season ever by a quarterback. It's a great season. It is a dynamic season. It may be the most dynamic season ever by a quarterback, or at least in the discussion. But I can't say it's...
You talking about last year?
He's talking about Lamar Jackson this year.
Oh, this year.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Here's Jackson's numbers. 66% completion.
Right.
QB rating 112.8, which is obviously very high. He gives you 285 yards a game total. That's between passing and rushing. Passing, 206 yards passing. That obviously is not very high. But he couples it with the rushing, 79 yards a game rushing.
Oh, yeah, that's the big number.
Right.
That's, And I think that's why everybody's so mesmerized. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, no quarterback is rushing for 80 yards a game. So that's the part. We talk about it all the time. Chris, he'll have 5 touchdowns on 15 completions. You know what I mean?
Like, right, which is that is absolutely incredible.
Right.
I would say, that's why I said, I'm fine with saying it's arguably the most dynamic season, the most mesmerizing. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he's doing. And as you said, his touchdown percentage on his passing in some of these games is outlandish.
Right.
But to say, I think, just throwing out a few off the top of my head, when Tom Brady, that season he played with Randy Moss.
He had 50 touchdowns. They 50, were unstoppable.
It was unbelievable.
They scored, Chris, if I remember, and I might be a little off, but I think it was they averaged 38 points a game. I mean, they were.
Yeah. You remember, of course, the famous laugh, right? By
Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the press conference.
Going into the Super Bowl and
Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress. What did he predict? It's 17, 14?
14, yep.
And Brady, like, well, we're only going to score 14.
He laughed. And what they scored? They only scored. What was the final in that game?
Rob G, check out the final in that. It was around there.
It was close.
It might have been 21-17, or it was. Held them down. I think it was 17 points.
I know they didn't get more than 17, but I remember Brady laughing. Oh, we're only going to get 14. That was
how dynamic that offense
right.
was.
Right. They were unstoppable. That was the team.
And that was, Rob, honestly, and I've said this before to you, that was the year, the moment I really began thinking, Tom Brady, he might be the GOAT. Now, I know you disagree with that, but just hear me out. Because he had obviously won 3 Super Bowls already. And he had done it with, just a nondescript group of receivers. You know, very plain Jane type of supporting cast at the skill positions. And then it was like, oh my gosh, give him a great receiver like Montana had with Jerry Rice, like Steve Young had with Terrell Owens. And look at what he does. He throws for almost 5,000 yards. He throws for 50 touchdowns. They average, what, like 38 points a game. That's when I began saying, oh, my, he's a winner, and he puts up huge numbers when the talent's with him. And that's when I started thinking, and then obviously he's gone on to win big. And so that's how life-changing, for lack of a better phrase, that's not the right one I wanted to use.
Right.
But that's how perception-altering that season was for me.
No, I get it. It was incredible. And the only thing that they didn't do was win the Super Bowl. They were supposed to be perfect that year.
As you remind us every day.
Yes, every chance I get.
And then they went 16-0 in the regular season,
that's
too.
Right. Well, I mean, that was on the verge of having that all-time.
Any other ones you throw out? Any quarterback seasons? Because if we can't throw out more, then maybe Kurt Warner's right.
I mean, Dan Marino, 48 touchdowns, 5,000 yards.
You got to give the year in that, too, because that means everything.
Yeah, because in 1984. Right, they weren't throwing for 5,000 yards. They ran the football, Chris.
To throw for 3,000
right.
in 1984.
That's a big number, 5,000 yards. They didn't run the football back then.
Over 5,000 yards, 48 TDs back then.
Incredible. He did have a lot of interceptions, but
17.
Still.
But back then, a lot of quarterbacks threw a lot of interceptions back then.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. I also, and this is just recent stuff.
And here's the other one. That I know people, when Cam Newton won the MVP, don't forget, he had 10 rushing touchdowns, which was huge. He had 636 yards that year. They were 15-1. He had 35 touchdowns. He threw for almost 4,000 yards. Not quite. But that was, do you remember? That was
no,
a big one.
No, that was
one.
A great year.
That was a big one. He accounted for 45 touchdowns.
And for comparison's sake, Lamar has 7 rushing touchdowns. So now he's got 2 games left.
But
maybe he'll get to 10. Maybe not, though. So that's a good one right there. Yeah. I think Peyton Manning, his first year in Denver, 2013. I mean, granted, like you said, they didn't follow it up with a Super Bowl. They got demolished, actually, by Seattle.
But his passer rating that year was 115, Chris.
He set the all-time record for yards, almost 5,500 yards. all-time record for touchdowns, 55. He threw 10 interceptions, but when you got 55
TDs.
Nah,
55 and 10 is
yeah,
not
that's
the,
not that's, bad
that's,
at all.
That's pretty
68%
good.
68% completion. And that passer rating, I mean, is that second all-time to Aaron Rodgers? And that's a year, too, you throw out. What, 2011 was it?
Yeah, that,
when Aaron Rodgers did that?
What did he have, like, 45 touchdown, 48. He had
45 and like two
and two picks.
I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, that and he had
his passer rating.
And
he has the
all time passer rating for a single season.
Yep. So and then let's not even forget Pat Mahomes, Rob.
Right, just last year. Right.
I mean, what Pat Mahomes did his first year as a starter, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 plus yards. 66% completion rating, and he ran for 272 yards. So I think Lamar Jackson is having a phenomenal year. I think the best word that I can use to describe it is dynamic.
And I just want to correct that we just said. So 2011, Aaron threw for 4,600 yards, Chris, 45 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Okay.
And that was over 15 starts. He didn't even play the last game.
And that's when he had the 121 passer rating, the all-time record. So I think that we are getting, you know, and I don't want to belittle. I want to come off like we're belittling what Lamar's
5.
Done because he's been tremendous.
Not
and
at
they
all.
Have routed,
not at all.
They have routed teams, and they have beaten some of the best teams. Who they beat? Seattle.
They beat them
San
on,
Francisco.
On the road, they beat the Patriots when they were undefeated.
Yes.
I mean, when you start looking at their resume, there are no – there's nothing but stars next to everything because they did everything that you would ask them to do, including beating some good teams and going on the road and winning big games.
Right. So it is there have been some great quarterback seasons. And here's another thing about Lamar. I mean, as great as he's been, this year he has averaged 2.9 touchdowns per game. 2.9, let me find it on my screen. But, yeah, 2.9 touchdowns per game. Pat Mahomes just last year averaged 3.2 touchdowns per game. Peyton Manning in the year I talked about, 2013.
Right.
3.5 touchdowns a game.
Incredible.
Rodgers in your year, 3.2. Brady in the year I mentioned, 2007, 3.2. So, Lamar is not even averaging as many touchdowns a game
right.
as those guys. So we're just trying to keep it in perspective. You can be a prisoner of the moment.
Right, and I think that's where Kurt Warner is, to be
right.
honest. I really do, and it's not, you know, how could you not?
It's not
like,
to poo-poo it.
No, not at all. And as hard as it is not to want to gush over him
right.
because of the year he's put together, and I get it, but you got to be real careful and just make sure you go back and look at some things before you just are ready to say, this is the greatest season ever.
Right.
Because we get that a lot these days. Everybody's the greatest thing, right?
Right. No, you're right. Right. That's a great point. I even look at this, Rob, and I think this is a season that is somewhat comparable to what Lamar is doing this year. But remember Michael Vick's first season as a full-time starter in Philadelphia when he was in the MVP hunt. He threw for 3,000 yards, 62% completion. I mean, he 21 TDs, 6 interceptions. He was phenomenal that year. Now, it wasn't as good as what Lamar's doing, obviously, but he was tremendous. He also ran for, like, 676 yards. So, at that time, in 9 touchdowns, that's more than Lamar. That's in 12 games. In 12 games he played that year, he had 9 rushing touchdowns, 676 yards. So that was a season I remember that was kind of comparable to what Lamar is doing now. Because remember, it was only 12 games, and he had more touchdowns than Lamar's got now
right.
in 14 rushing. So, we're just saying, you know, that's our view. What do you guys think, though? 877-99 on Fox.
Let me throw out one other thing. This is crazy. Y.A. Tittle, for guys, Google him. He's a great quarterback
right.
for the Giants.
Right.
But Y.A. Tittle, 1963, Chris, he was 37 years old. You ready? Completed
37.
He was 37. He completed 60% of his passes, threw for 3,145 yards, and a record 36 touchdown passes back in 1963 when they didn't throw the
games,
football.
And how many games?
12.
12, yeah.
That was 12 games.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, bird.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Yakubo Fox Sports Radio. We do this every single Thursday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Quick update, Lakers down by 19 to the Bucks, not looking good.
They are getting waxed.
But even bigger story than Lakers-Bucks happened this week involving C-list celebrity Rachel True. She was in one movie that I think people saw. called Half Baked.
Rachel True.
Exactly. Now, she was seated.
Did she even see? I never heard of her.
D-list then. We bumped her down.
I'm not trying to diss you, Rachel. I just never heard of
her. She was on a cross-country flight, seated next to a woman that she affectionately referred to as Karen. There were three seats in the row. Aisle seat was open. Karen was sitting in the middle seat. Rachel sitting in the window seat. Rachel asked Karen to slide over so they could have some space in between them. And Karen refused to move, did not want to sit in the aisle seat. She even got so frustrated with the actress that she called over a flight attendant to say, hey, this woman's kind of badgering me about moving seats. I don't want to move seats. So Rachel True took it upon herself to take several pictures and send a series of tweets explaining her dilemma. And Twitter was buzzing, saying, are you Team Rachel, asking someone to get out of your personal space, or are you Team Karen, saying, hey, I pay for this seat. I don't want to move. How about you move? We'll start with you, Rob.
I'm Team Rachel. Come
Stop
on.
Stop it.
Give me some room on the plane. You don't need to sit up next to me. If there's another seat, move to the other. Let it be an empty seat between us. Right? I mean, come on. Chris, I would have a problem with that. And I would say, if I was in that spot, I'd say, can you move over or I'll move to the thing just so that we could have a little space. All these planes are filled with people, cramped. I need space. If there's a seat, most of the time, Chris, you fly all the time. Most planes are jammed.
Look, I get what you're saying.
And you're laying in the bed in first class.
I'm Team Karen.
You're something else.
If I don't want to move, I don't have to move.
Yeah, why not?
Because I paid for this
seat.
Wow. Apparently, she liked middle seats.
Nobody pays for a middle seat.
Who? She did. Karen does, if that's her name.
I don't understand what's wrong with Karen. If she wants to sit in the middle seat, like, how could you possibly? Who chooses
that.
To do that?
I agree. But if she apparently, like, I like window seats. If I'm sitting in the window seat and somebody's like, can you move to the aisle? So for whatever reason, I like the window
seat. That's different,
though,
Chris.
Have a thing for middle seats.
No one has a thing for middle seats.
Nobody. Apparently, Karen does. And it's got nothing to do with Rachel. Stop this. Why are you all up on me? She don't even know Rachel True.
But wait a minute. Rob
G. Didn't see Half-Baked.
Maybe Karen is 400 pounds. I don't understand.
No,
maybe.
She is not. We saw the pictures that Rachel
She's
Drew
thin?
Posted all over Twitter.
She's thin?
She is an average woman.
Okay.
See, come on. I mean, I'm with you. If I were in that situation, I would want the person to move over
if you could.
But if they didn't, I can't rip them. They apparently want that middle seat.
Rob
Especially
G.
if they're thin, there's no problem. I'm sorry.
Rob G, where are you?
I am Team Karen 100%.
What?
First off, if you're going to be that kind of person where you're going to cause a scene
foul.
And then post pictures of someone all
that.
Over social media.
I agree with that.
Well, then how come you're Team Rachel?
Because she should move.
Maybe she doesn't like aisle seats because the
Who
the
doesn't
drink
like
car,
an aisle seat?
Because the drink car hits you in the elbows.
Right.
Come on,
run over
tall,
your feet.
You know that.
I get hit all the time with the card, but I still want the aisle because I need to use the restroom and I want to be able
TMI.
To get out first.
All right, Rob,
all
this
right,
is
Alex.
Tough because I was at first on the whole preference of you should, you know, let's get our own space here. We got an empty seat. Let's enjoy this trip together.
Right.
But then you go to the malicious content of posting on
yes.
social media,
I
rubbing
said
it
I'm
in my face.
That. I'm against that
I mean,
that
like,
part.
Maybe she had a real valid reason. Maybe she's just one of those ladies that has a bad life. She's like, this is the only thing I can control right now. I want to keep my seat for myself.
That's
and
ridiculous.
Maybe, and let's be honest, with the way Rachel responded, maybe she asked her in a nasty way.
She probably did.
Hey, why don't you move over, you know, so I can have my space. You know, I'm a star. I was in half.
And if she can have an attitude she can afford first class.
Oh, look at you.
Yes, sir.
Right. If you're that big of a star, why are you riding in coach?
Chris, I know you haven't bought tickets to anything in quite some time. Everything
hey,
is comped.
When I buy my own ticket,
Hey, Rob.
But look, when me and Rob are sneaking into baseball games, we're sitting up in row 350, seat 10 and 11, and there's millions of seats there, and you're the guy that's going to come up to be like, excuse me,
you're
I paid my
$7
for this one. I'm not going through down 14
if
rows to a better seat.
If that's what I want to do with my hard-earned money,
look
I can
you.
Do it.
Rob,
this
you
is
know
America.
What happened? I bet you she tried to pull a Chris Broussard and was like, don't you know who I am?
Right.
Scoot on over.
That's a Chris Broussard.
I do not like that attitude. That Rachel showed. Seriously, that's terrible.
But I've been
you
on.
You think you all that? We don't even know
she
who you
does.
Are.
I've been on jam-packed flights. If I could get a little space, I just want space.
I'm not against you wanting space, but you can't rip people that they want to sit where they paid to sit.
You know what? I'm writing a new book. If I'm flying, I'm ripping.
I just want to know, where do you draw the line then? Where do you draw the line then? Is it from, like, what if she's flying with no shoes on in the middle seat? She paid for the seat.
No, that's different. That's different.
She paid for the seat. She paid for the shoes.
Don't put your funky feet up.
She paid for the socks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The big story in sports tonight is that the Milwaukee Bucks are putting a spanking on the Los Angeles Lakers. 59-43. And they've got about 2 minutes left in the first half. It is all Milwaukee. They are on fire from three. They've hit nine triples. And Giannis is leading the way, 15.7 rebounds, five dimes. playing a great game, and George Hill's got 13, but they're really spreading the wealth. For the Lakers, Danny Green's leading the way with 12, and that tells you all you need to know. Anthony Davis only 7, LeBron only 9 on 3 of 10 shooting. So their two stars are not playing well, and that's the difference so far. We'll see if it continues in the second half. But we want to play off of that. And
are you surprised by this game?
Yes.
Right? You didn't think it would be this.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it to me. Oh, my gosh, the Lakers can't compete with the Bucks.
No, but
it's surprising.
I thought it would be a closer game.
Especially Lakers coming off a loss. They've said they don't want to lose twice. It's two straight back-to-back games.
Vogel just got a tech.
And so they are. I figured they'd come after that loss to Indiana when they didn't play well. I figured they'd come out here on fire. And really, I didn't think they'd blow them out, but I thought they'd give the Bucks a good game and beat them.
I thought the Bucks would win by 10, home game. And I'm a little surprised at where it is. You know what I mean? Like that even with 2 minutes to go in a half that they're down by almost 20 points or whatever.
Yep.
And who knows? The Lakers will make a run in the second half. But it's 17 points right now.
Hopefully to make it interesting, right? I mean, just for the sake of the fans, you hope that they make a run and make it a good game. But, Rob, that leads us to an interesting debate, I think. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the reigning MVP. He was my pick, actually, to defend his MVP award and be the MVP again this year for the second straight year. But he's 25 years old and arguably the best player in the world. LeBron James, also still, believe it or not, arguably the best player in the world, although he's not playing like it tonight and didn't in the other game against Indiana this week. But it got us to thinking, Rob, at 25 years old, who is better? The 25-year-old LeBron James or the 25-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo? Now, Giannis, his numbers are superior. If you look at their numbers, LeBron when he was 25, Giannis when he's 25, Giannis's are superior. I won't go over all of them, but he's averaging 31.7 points to LeBron's 29.7, so 2 points more. He's averaging 12.8 boards to LeBron's 7.3. Of course, he's 7 feet. He should get more boards.
Yep.
LeBron got the assist advantage by 3-5 for Giannis, 8.5 for LeBron. And they both had an effective field goal percentage around 60%, a little above. Now, you have to take this into consideration. The pace of play is a lot faster nowadays. So you do see guys averaging more points than they used to. It's 100.8 possessions per 48 minutes is the team average now. When LeBron was 25 in 2009-10 season, teams averaged 92.5 possessions a game. So, you know, you got more opportunities to score, grab more rebounds and things of that nature. But do you have a strong feeling on this, Rob, on this question?
Yeah, I think it's hard, Chris, to make the pick only because of this. And I know we're supposed to look at him at 25, but LeBron's so much more accomplished. You know what I mean?
When he was 25?
Yeah, it's hard for me to look at.
For those fans, the 09-10 might not have registered. When LeBron was 25, that was his last season in Cleveland. So you might remember that one. Last season in Cleveland.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like,
LeBron was much more accomplished.
And knowing where LeBron is and where he was, it's hard for me to really look at anybody and think that he wasn't a better player at that age because he started so young. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's clouded. So even though Giannis has these great numbers, I would be hard-pressed to really honestly say, oh, yeah, it's Giannis, because the game is different. Even from when LeBron was 25 to now being, what, 37, 38, 30, 34?
34. In December.
That's 10 years ago almost, right? Yeah. Almost 10 years ago. So I'm going to say LeBron.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going with LeBron as well. And
I know all the people say I hate LeBron, they just fainted.
Right. But you were objective. I think I got under your skin yesterday when I said you weren't objective. I said you were the most inconsistent of all time.
I'm not inconsistent. I told you that. I'm a regular guy.
I'm with you on LeBron. Here's the thing. LeBron had done so much more. Remember, Rob, LeBron had taken out in his fourth season at 22 years of age the Detroit Pistons.
I was there.
I mean, and let me remind folks who those Detroit Pistons were. They had Rasheed Wallace. They had Ben Wallace. They had Chauncey Billups. They had Rip Hamilton.
They went to six straight Eastern Conference Finals.
Had won a championship.
Yes, and they went back-to-back to the championship.
With the Spurs.
And they lost in seven games to the Spurs. They were a great team.
They should have won that year, too.
And, you remember?
Yep.
That was the one, too, where Rasheed left Robert Ory open.
Robert Ory, right, of all people.
I was sitting there, Chris. I was where my seat was.
Unbelievable. But
he was trying to help, and he just did the wrong thing.
That was the team that LeBron absolutely – they beat him four straight. They were down 2-0, and then they won the last four.
I covered the whole series,
and one of LeBron's shining, crowning moments of his career was when he scored 48 against the Pistons in that game five, 29 of the
– You were there for that.
I was there.
And I'm going to tell you –
25 straight and 29 of the last 30 points for Cleveland.
I'm going to tell you when I knew the Pistons were in trouble. There was at one point in that stretch – he put up an unbelievable three that went in. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Chris?
No.
It was like from way out, like just put it. And I was like, dude, he's not missing. Like that was a shot. If I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, Chris Webber had a three-point play, which looked like that was going to put the Pistons in business, right? If LeBron misses that three, to get the rebound, that probably would have turned the whole game. And instead, he answered the three-point play by Chris Webber, and they never looked back. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic performance by him. And then they went to the finals. Now, they got swept, and he didn't play that well against the Spurs. But that just goes to show you what LeBron had done. Giannis hasn't even been to the finals. Giannis didn't play well in last year's Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto. I think it was a wake-up call for him. It was good for him, and we'll see if he's learned from it when they get to the postseason this year. But Kawhi Leonard did a number on him. And so I would have to say LeBron, at 25 years old, was better than Giannis.
And that's not the discount or poo-poo Giannis
at all.
I'm talking
about the guy we both think is the second-best player of all time.
Absolutely.
And some people think is the best. So, yeah, that's not anything against Giannis at all. But I tell you what, right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are demolishing.
What are the Lakers down 21?
20. 65. What is it? 65-46 at the half. 65-46. 19 points. And Milwaukee looks tremendous.
They're knocking down threes. I don't know how many they have in the game, but they're knocking down threes.
10 for 23.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat anybody that shoots 10 for 23 from three. But the Lakers vaunted defense. That's what, right? Everybody talking about
they
how great defensively they are.
They gave up 65 points in the first half.
Yeah, 65 in the first half, 10 threes, 50% shooting overall. But that's because the strength of the Lakers' defense is inside.
Right.
I mean, they're not – they got good perimeter defenders, but they're like Clippers' strength is outside defensively. The Lakers inside. And we're not, both Rob and I, we covered the league long enough to know you can't make too much out of this.
Not at all.
But, if you look at the Bucks, I mean, if they go ahead and continue this and destroy the Lakers tonight.
Well, they've done it to the Clippers. They did it to the Clippers and the Lakers.
Right.
So people have to look at them and go, wow, the two big bad boys from the West got demolished by them, And they're winning like crazy. I agree. And for the Lakers – you might have a little bit of skepticism, Chris, just a little bit where guys go, how good really are they? You know what I mean? Like, okay, they've lost some to some good teams, and why can't they – what happened tonight? And not that the season's over, they can't have a shot, but there'll be some skepticism about the Lakers.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think it could be good for the Lakers. I mean, we'll see how good the Lakers can be. Have they already hit their peak? Have they already played their best basketball? If that's the case, they may not be able to get any better. But otherwise, I think if you're the Lakers and you've been rolling through the league, you won 24 of your first 28 games. Like you said, you've gone on the road now and beat some good teams.
Right.
You beat Denver. You beat Utah. Back-to-back games. This is good. This is a wake-up call. Because this championship or bust. It's championship. It's not finals or bust. It is championship or bust.
I agree.
LeBron James said it the other night. I don't know how many games I got left in me. I mean, this might be LeBron's last phenomenal season.
Just don't know. Just like we saw, and obviously LeBron's a lot younger, but NBA years and
yeah,
miles on him.
Yeah, it's his 17th season.
We just saw, you saw the difference between Tom Brady from last year to this year. Would you say that?
Yes.
Right?
I mean, he hadn't fallen off like Peyton Manning did.
No, but you see
he's
it.
He's not quite right? as good. Yep.
And I get it with all the, he doesn't have all the players, but he doesn't look like the same guy he was just a year ago.
Yeah. No, look, Kobe's 17th year was his last great one. He got hurt at the end of that year, six games left.
And then that was it.
With the Achilles and never was the same, understandably. But so the Lakers, I think this could be good for him if they do get destroyed. For them to say, okay, we got to go back to the drawing board. And this is why I think, Rob, and the free agent out there, he's not a free agent, but the guy out there that both the Clippers and the Lakers want is Andre Iguodala. And this is where a guy like Iguodala could help the Lakers on their perimeter. They need some more perimeter wing defenders, not just against a team like Milwaukee, but against the Clippers as well. Because you got those dogs on the perimeter for them. So,
have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.